keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
1988. Where were you in November of 1988? And what were things like in Half Moon Bay? Well, checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, and we want to thank Miss Avery Palmer of the Half Moon Bay High School for putting all this together for us. Half Moon Bay to become a golf mecca. The City Council has voted to proceed with studies for at least one golf course in North Wavecrest area. This, in fact, of opposition from property owners who are afraid the city will take their land by eminent domain at low prices. The council has indicated the city could see increases in revenue and people flock to the new golf mecca of the coast. Proposed Cascade Ranch draws fire from Coastal Commission. A critical environmental impact report by the Coastal Commission has caused the San Mateo County planners to postpone the next public hearing because they need time to study the report. And free Thanksgiving feasts offered. The Coastside Opportunity Center is hoping to turn its annual Thanksgiving Day dinner into a family event for the entire Coastside. The center is encouraging families from all over, regardless of your income levels, to join the festive feast from 1 to 4 on Thanksgiving Day. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. Speaking of Pumpkin Festival, there's a lot of unsung talent out there that is easily taken for granted. I'd like to give a big shout out to all the forklift operators who move the big pumpkins around for us during the pumpkin weigh-off. I got to thinking about the skill and coordinations needed to run a forklift, especially when moving over thousands of pounds of pumpkins, which cannot suffer even a small nick, or they could be disqualified. I'd like to commend and thank the team who successfully juggled all those giant pumpkins. My brother has a couple forklifts as well for his premier termite construction company and flooring business, and he also has several of his crew that have mastered them. But I bet you didn't know his petite office manager, Lisa, is great on the forklift as well. What a driver. It's fun to watch her confidently whip around with heavy cargo on board. So here's to all the forklifters out there. Keep calm and forklift on. 1988. This year, the Hubble Space Telescope goes into operation to explore deep space and map out our universe. A Libyan terrorist bomb explodes on Pan Am Flight 103 over Lockerbie in Scotland, killing all 259 on board and 11 on the ground. After 8 years and 1.5 million dead, the Iran-Iraq war ends, and Iraq carries out poisonous gas attacks on the Kurds. A new drug called crack appears on U.S. streets. Crack is a derivative of cocaine. Meanwhile, Prozac is sold for the first time as an antidepressant. Over a third of the Yellowstone National Park is destroyed when a series of more than 250 small different fires combined with the 1988 drought destroys 793,000 acres of the park. And the U.S. Space Shuttle program resumes after 2.5 years after the Challenger disaster. Cost of living starts show the average cost of a new home is $91,600 on the average income of $24,400. A postage stamp, 24 cents. A dozen eggs, 65 cents. And a gallon of gas is, wait for it, 91 cents a gallon. The first transatlantic fiber cable is laid, able to carry 40,000 telephone calls simultaneously. Popular movies include Rain Man, Die Hard, and A Fish Called Wanda. In popular music, this artist was born in Trinidad, West Indies, grew up in England, and started making hits in 1976. In 1988, he's still going strong with this number one hit. Here's Billy Ocean, and Get Out of My Dreams, and Get Into My Car. R&B singer started her career with a gold record and has been going strong ever since. Here's Whitney Houston with the number one hit, Where Do Broken Hearts Go?
Things I learned is that I need
Until next time and another year, this is Cameron Palmer for the KHMB Time Machine. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping.